We are going to take a look at the study guide for chapter 1, which is very similar to the study guides for all the chapters. Plus, we're also going to take a look at how you can utilize these documents in Google Docs to either download to your file type of choice, Word or OpenOffice or LibreOffice, or make a copy of the document and use it in Google Docs. So, every chapter has a study guide. And often students will say, well, what should I study? What's going to be on the exam? Well, dear students, every chapter, as we say, has a study guide. And everything on this study guide, as I just clicked on, is fair game. Now, we sometimes will have something, for example, in chapter 1, present value. As we discuss in the presentation, we will not work with present value in this chapter, in this class. We use it in the next class, Business 123, Introduction to Investments. So be aware that sometimes it'll say something like, don't worry about this. But everything else is fair game. And however you choose to study, you decide whether you make flashcards or outlining or I like flashcards. You write the term on one side, write the definition on the other side, then you can quiz yourself. So you got it? Study, study, study. 15 minutes, and half an hour a day. Quiz yourself, quiz your friends. And so, as we said, every chapter is going to have a study guide. So you know what to study. In the face-to-face class, what we do is we tell the students, look, for the exam, what you can do is bring one page, 8.5 by 11 sheet, front and back, with any notes that you want to write. And the students say, oh, you're so nice. I said, no, I'm not nice. If you do that, if you organize your thoughts on a single sheet of paper, front and back, for the three chapters or so that we do for every exam, four chapters, you will have done the studying that you need to do. Cool? Okay. Now, notice, we are in Google Docs. And you will see that you can do certain things, but there's not a whole lot you can do. Why? Because you only have view rights. You see where it says request edit access? Don't do that. Don't request edit access, because I'll write you a nice little reply saying, oh, you don't really need edit access. What you need is to file, download as, Microsoft Weird, Word, or OpenOffice, LibreOffice, or rich text format. So you can download the document as your own document, and then you edit it. Or what you can do is file, make a copy. Make a copy. What does that mean? Well, that means I have logged in, or you have logged in, as a Google user. Now, this is not the account I usually use, because if it were the account I would usually use, I would have full access, because it's my document. But you're going to make a copy, and I'm going to use the incredibly original name, Copy of Chapter 1 Study Guide. And once I have made a copy, now I have this document in my Google Docs Drive, as they call it, the Google Drive. So notice that many more options are available to you. Now you have the ability to edit it, to make changes to it, to add answers, questions, whatever. Do you understand? Don't request edit access, because I'm not going to give it to you. It's an original. You need to either do file, download as, whatever, if you still use Microsoft Weird, that's fine with me. Or make a copy and then use it in Google Docs. Now, when you're done, you can use file, download as PDF. And so it's thinking about it for a while. Here it goes. Now, I don't know if you can see this, but let me close this down. Now it's asking me to save it on my hard drive. And so that's the file that you're going to upload to Canvas. So you can see it probably now. Save as a copy of in the PDF file. So now that is on my hard drive, and I can now upload that to Google, to Canvas, for when you're ready to submit the assignment. And there's a whole document on how to submit assignments. I much prefer that you send me a PDF. I know some of you are going to send me Word and Excel Excel files, but I really would like to see PDF files. Why? PDF files don't have any viruses. They always look the same no matter what device you use. They're very, very cool. But there's a whole other document on that. So now you understand what every chapter has a study guide, and all the documents that are in Google Docs, you do file, download as to your own type of document, own type of word processor or spreadsheet, or make a copy and then use Google Docs. Cool? Okay, contact me if you have any questions. We want you to be awesome!